Good things.
Good things.
With Brent Lindeke.
Mufasa, you know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
Brent, I think that's better than your jingle, hey?
Oh, that, you just gave me a good giggle because that's the video I put up on social media this morning.
If you haven't seen it yet, go check out Brent's TikTok and his all his social medias because he does the best Friday year dance. Hey, Brent?
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, man. Happy Friday to you and everybody in the studio and all of the listeners, both in Joburg and Cape Town.
Happy Friday to you, too. Bringing us some good news, as always, Brent Lindeke, the good things guy. You've got some great stories. The Kruger National Park's fifth on the best outdoor destinations in the world list.
So I love lists like these because it's so great for our tourism sort of industry to have these global lists that are putting our own products and places out there for the world to see. And yes, Kruger National Park has just been voted as one of the top destinations for outdoor enthusiasts in the world. It comes in at number 5. That list was done by TripAdvisor, and it's actually done by readers themselves that have been voting for those travelers' awards. So it's actually people that have visited the parks that are saying that the Kruger National Park is up there with some of the best in the world.
That's so cool. And then staying on that theme, there's been this incredible video of a rhino calf being born that's giving us all the feels.
So this video is everywhere. I opened up my social media last night and I was being tagged left, right and center. It's on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It comes from the Care for Wild Rhino Sanctuary, an undisclosed location in South Africa. But the most beautiful part about this is both the mom and dad of this new little calf were orphans to rhino poaching. And it just brings so much hope. I know it's bad. I know that our headlines can talk about the poaching, which just seems to be never-ending. But when we see a calf being born, especially from orphaned rhinos who lost their parents to poaching, it just brings new hope to the species. It is a beautiful video. What I loved about it is how quickly the rhino takes, as soon as it's born, how it sort of like wiggles its little ears, and then it's up and it's ready to go.
Oh, I love it. That's brilliant. It does give us all the feels. And then, Brent, the South African gliding team is ranked the second best in the world. That's very, very cool.
So I didn't even know we had a gliding team.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a gliding team either.
The story came across my desk earlier in the week. The World Gliding Championships took place last weekend, and the South African team, so gliding is where they use engineless aircraft that use the thermals of the earth to glide and to stay in the air as long as possible. And our South Africa team competed against many, many, many countries, and we came in second overall, which is the best result ever achieved for Team South Africa. So massive congratulations to our gliders.
Brent, thank you so much for bringing us the good news. As always, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. And yes, do a little Friday dance. Wishing you guys only good things.
It's infectious. Brent Lindeke, the good things guy. Go check out his social media if you want to have a giggle at him dancing to the Friday song.